One of the most common, and certainly one of the most profound, misconceptions of economics involves unmet needs. Politicians, journalists, and academicians are almost continuously pointing out unmet needs in our society that should be supplied by some government program or other. Most of these things are things that most of us wish our society had more of. What is wrong with that? Let us go back to square one. If economics is the study of the use of scarce resources which have alternative uses, then it follows that there will always be unmet needs. Some particular desires can be singled out and met 100%, but that only means that other desires will be even more unfulfilled than they are now. Anyone who is driven in most big cities will undoubtedly feel that there is an unmet need for more parking spaces. But while it is both economically and technologically possible to build cities in such a way as to have a parking space available for anyone who wants one, anywhere in the city, at any hour of the day or night, does it follow that we should do it? The cost of building vast new underground parking garages, or of tearing down existing buildings to create parking garages above ground, or of designing new cities with fewer buildings and more parking lots, would all be astronomically costly. What other things are we prepared to give up in order to have this automotive utopia? Fewer hospitals? Less police protection? Fewer fire departments? Are we prepared to put up with even more unmet needs in these areas? Maybe some would give up public libraries in order to have more places to park. But whatever choices are made, and however it is done, there will still be more unmet needs elsewhere, as a result of meeting an unmet need for more parking spaces. We may differ among ourselves as to what is worth sacrificing in order to have more of something else. The point here is more fundamental. Merely demonstrating an unmet need is not sufficient to say that it should be met, not when resources are scarce and have alternative uses.